There are five grains that have special status in halacha, Jewish law. These five grains, also known as the Chamesha Smine Dagon, the five species of grain, are wheat, barley, spelt rye, and oats. These grains are special because only bread made from one of these five grains receives the bracha of hamotzi and berchas hamazon. If one were to make bread strictly out of corn, rice, or any other flour, one would not say hamotzi, unless one included one of the five grains in the bread as well. Likewise, only matzah made from one of the five grains can be used to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Pesach Seder. And there are a number of other mitzvahs that only apply to these grains as well, such as hafrashas challah, separating the challah, bir chametz, destroying the chametz, the iser chadash, not eating any of the grains until after the 17th of Nisan, and at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bikurim. The first of the wheat and barley crop were brought by each farmer to the Beis HaMikdash and given as a gift to the Kohanim. Unfortunately, four of these grains, namely wheat, barley, spelt, and rye, also have something else in common, and that is the protein gluten. For those who are gluten intolerant or have celiac disease, this is bad news. Fortunately, only four of the five grains have gluten. Oats do not contain the protein gluten, but rather they contain the proteins avenolin and avenin. So strictly speaking, oats can be labeled gluten-free. While there are still a certain percentage of celiac sufferers who are sensitive to avenin as well, but for many, oat challahs and oat matzahs are perhaps the solution. There are hand oat matzahs and machine oat matzahs that are available that are certified gluten-free. Now, every Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat three meals, once at night and two in the day. Additionally, every Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat two meals, once at night and once during the day. But to qualify as a meal, one must eat bread, so that they can recite the bracha of hamotzi and then benching, the blessing after the meal. For those that are on gluten-free diets, this would mean eating challahs baked with oats. Often, these oat challahs are made with a mixture of other grains as well. And the question that arises is, how much bread must I eat to be able to say hamotzi and bench and satisfy the requirements of eating a meal? To fulfill the minimum requirement of eating a meal on Shabbos, one must eat at least a kezias of bread. A kezias literally means the size of an olive, and it is evaluated at half the size of an egg. But to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, one should minimally eat a kebetza of bread, which means an amount equal to the full volume of an egg. So the minimum requirement of bread at each meal is half the volume of an egg, and the appropriate amount to perform the mitzvah correctly is to eat an amount of bread equal to the volume of an egg. A small challah roll might be the size of three or four eggs. This is therefore the equivalent of 6 to 8 olives. If one eats less than a kebetza, one would not recite a bracha when washing a til sedayim, but they would say a motzi, and as long as they eat a kezias, they would bench. Now, if the only grains used to make the bread were oats, then all one would be required to eat would be about a third of a small roll. Or if this would be difficult, then half that amount. But commonly, breads made with oat grains also contain a variety of other grains as well. And the oats might only be about a third of the grains. For example, a recipe that calls for 1 cup of oat flour, 1 cup of corn flour, and 1 cup of rice flour would be considered as though it were only 1/3 oats. Even though the dough might also contain eggs, sugar, oil, water, we ignore those other ingredients and we focus on the grains. Since the oats are 1/3 of the grain, it is considered 1/3 of the bread. In this case, one preferably should eat most of a small roll, which would be about a kebetza of oats. Or if this is difficult, then they should at least make sure to eat 3 kezesim of this bread, which would be about half of the small roll. The more oats that are in the bread, the less one would have to eat. However, if one eats less than a kezias of oats, though they would still say hamotzi, they should not bench, and they should wash netilas yadayim without a bracha. If one is making their own dough, they would be mafresh challah if the dough contained at least 3 pounds of oat flour, and if it contained 4 or 5 pounds, then they would be able to take the hafrashas challah with a bracha. The other grains that are added to the dough do not combine, so even a large dough that weighs more than 5 pounds could be exempt from the mitzvah of hafrashas challah if it is made mostly from other grains. What counts are only the amount of flour from one of the 5 grains. Often gluten-free breads contain no oats. In this case, the usual bracha for such bread would be shehakol. However, there is one exception, and that is a gluten-free bread made from rice flour. Breads made with rice flour would be mizonos, provided the rice flour is more than 50% of the grains. But if the rice is only a minor component, then the bracha would still be shehakol. In either event, the bracha achron on these breads would be bari nefashos, since the only benches or recites alamichya if the baked item contained at least 1 of the 5 grains. Because these shehakol breads are not truly breads, this brings up an interesting question as to whether there's a concern of bishul akum with purchasing such a bread that was made without Jewish involvement. Although many are lenient regarding breads baked by a non-Jewish baker, this is called paspalter, literally baker's bread, but this leniency only extends to items that are hamaitzi, or could become hamaitzi. Shehakol bread, though we might call it a bread, is really not a bread at all, and should therefore be subject to the rules of bishul akum, which require that the mashkiach light the fire in the oven. However, one major condition for an item to be considered bishul akum is that the item must be important enough to be served at a royal banquet. Usually, a gluten-free bread would be served to someone who has a dietary restriction, but it would not be served otherwise. In this case, we would view the bread as being subpar. If, however, someone were to bake a gluten-free bread of such a caliber that it would be served even to non-restricted guests who would think this was as good as any other bread, then the laws of bishul akum would apply and the mashgiach would need to light the fires. A common question around Pesach time is, can one assume that gluten-free products, provided, of course, that they don't contain any oats, that are they at most only an issue of kidneys? First, one must consider that gluten-free does not mean chametz-free. It just means it does not contain gluten. For example, alcohol can be considered gluten-free, even if it is made from wheat and or barley. The conversion into alcohol and the subsequent distillation will allow it to qualify as gluten-free, and yet the product can be a 100% chametz. This alcohol can then be converted into vinegar or used in a multitude of ways. Another example is wheat dextrose, which can also be labeled gluten-free because it is highly refined and processed in a way that strips away all proteins. This again can be 100% chametz and yet be labeled gluten-free. Additionally, gluten-free products can be baked using the same equipment as chametz items, and though they may have been cleaned extremely well, but without being kashered, they are not permitted to be used on Pesach. Even if one knows that the bakery is all gluten-free, it is possible that other items in the bakery contain gluten-free oats or other chametz-stick gluten-free products. So while it is true that many Pesach items are gluten-free, it is not true that gluten-free items are chametz-free. Thank you for listening to this edition of OU Kosher Radio.